Congratulations, you just tuned into a healthy content, good for your life, worthy of your time, and so funny. Now, let me borrow a few minutes from your precious time and take you through today's content. Let's get into it. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. You know, I really love it when I receive a comment about something we've been talking about. So I encourage you to comment whenever you get a new idea while watching our podcast. It can help somebody to get a fresh perspective different from what we already shared. What we have today is something that I think isn't discussed so much, like isn't discussed enough. The fact that sometimes doing the right thing hurts. I mean, really, really hurts. Has it happened to you before? I do not implicate that doing good always hurts. There are sometimes you do this good thing and you feel accomplished. It feels rewarding, okay? But it's not always the case. Have you ever done something good? I mean, something really selfless. And instead of having this great feeling of accomplishment, you feel this ache in the heart. Like, isn't this supposed to feel rewarding? Then why does it feel painful? I've been there many times that I can count. Whether it's choosing to walk away from something that wasn't right for me, whether it's helping someone over and over without receiving matching energy back, or making decisions that I think was right but knew would cost me. It's never easy, right? And I think we never talk about it enough. So why does it hurt? Well, sometimes doing good means letting go. Maybe at some point you had to distance yourself from someone toxic, even though you still cared about them. Maybe you had to give up an opportunity because taking it would have meant compromising your values. I'm sure many of us have been in these kind of positions at least a few times in our lifetime. How did it feel? Uncomfortable, isn't it? That's because even though what we do is right, we don't stop feeling. We keep feeling. So if it's the weight, we feel it. If it's the pressure, we feel it. If it's the persecution, we feel it. So the heart is receiving all those tension from signals arising from those actions. Even though they are good, but the ability to keep feeling puts this pressure on us. Other times, it hurts because we are pouring kindness into people who don't pour it back. It hurts, right? You show up, you give, you call, you text, and they don't even notice. What kind of a heart pain is that? It hurts, really, really hurts. It makes you wonder, what's the point in doing this good stuff to the people? But here is what I've learned. The value of doing good isn't measured in how people react about it. Isn't measured in reciprocity or how much favor is returned. It is rather measured by the person you become in the process. You know, everything we do in this life, we are becoming. We are becoming better or worse. Doing good is a part of the things that we do that makes us feel better, and be that kind of person who does good. I mean, it imparts goodness in our character. And then there's a way of empathy. And you deeply care about others, their pain becomes your pain. You step into their shoes, you feel their struggles, it weighs on you. And surprisingly, that's not weakness. That is a proof that you have a heart that feels. And you know, it would be better if the world had many of those hearts that feel, because a lot of hearts don't feel, you know. Many people in this world, it might be someone you know, it might be a colleague, it might be a girlfriend or boyfriend people who just don't care about what happens with others. They are totally unaware of the pain their neighbor is facing. And having this ability to sense, to conceive the pain of the other person is something good in the society. So being that kind of person can feel much of a weight, but it doesn't signal that you are actually doing a bad thing. It signals that you have a heart that feels. And Let me tell you a little secret. When your heart is so sensitive that you can hear what the neighbor is feeling, it means you can feel more about you better. You've reached the extent you are self-aware of your own struggles, that you start feeling what others are feeling and start sympathizing with them. You start to do good to the people because your feeling, your sensitiveness have gone beyond just you. It navigated beyond the limits of your being. If you are in that place right now, wondering why doing good doesn't feel good, I just want to remind you, you're not alone. And the pain you feel is not a sign that you are doing something wrong. It's a proof that you are doing something real. A lot of people have this misconception that doing good things makes you proud and you have this, you know, good feeling of accomplishment. That's not right. This feeling bad that rises from doing good is a signal of sacrifice. It means you have sacrificed something to do that good action. You're not doing wrong, you are doing good. Alright, that's it for today. If this resonated with you, I just encourage you to subscribe. Put the like button, it helps us with the algorithm. And follow us on all of our socials. That's pretty much what I can say. And I want to thank my amazing team for producing this quality content. Thank you.